Amen. Lift up your hands and just thank the Lord. Awurade da wase. Awurade da wase. Thank you, oh, our Father, for keeping us your son. Oh, and leaving your spirit to the work on earth is done. Thank you, Father. Thank you, oh, Father. Forgive. Na wotwe ba ko aba ebe twato a wotwe se na bosume na banawi ye pepepepepa mayasi na wotwe fro ya dawase
amen
se abosume nkono na wotwe skosia da etwato odi aye ya dom se ye mra wani mesua ye menni Yem tie wasem and kwa with ya mayeno yeniso. Yes, trenis a home kron kronwa de bia o maya chrecheno.
Amen.
O me bie yenine yenhu. Ya sum na yente. Ya kumma muni yen yanti asye.
Amen.
Yen ye jitye. Yet mia be yen ya semuno eka echreyeno. Eda wasi. O yesu dini munti. Amen.
Amen.
Chiaunia kateza akwa ba strong kon.
Akwa ba strong kon.
Hallelujah. Amen. Our church muna Yesu ya scripture memory verse. There was a memory verse. What? Who can remember the memory verse?
Wana be kan twese mu Yesu ya no.
Yes. Who can remember the memory verse for last week? Yes. What scripture? Scripture ben ye kan la na otwe atwa mu no. Enyina ne ye kenkan yo. How many were here last week?
Ye musen na ne wa ha.
Yes, so kasa. Mark chapter 4 verse 25. Please, technical people, help us to work for the Lord. Okay, we beg you. We beg you, help us. Help us. Technical people, we beg you, help us. You are part of the service. Okay? Mark chapter 4, verse 25. Mark unsempane 89 in chichemu edyonu enum. How do you say in Ewe? Mark. Mauku, huh? Mauku, Babale, eh? Abale, Nelia, Fo, Nelia. Kukui, Blave. Please help us because there are a lot of AOS here. Why? You don't want to speak your language. It's very important. Marco,
Nelia.
Kukui. Everple Aton Colia. We have to learn the Ewe language. It's a powerful language. Clap for the Lord for giving us Ewe language. A friend of mine who was my assistant said that if you want to go to heaven, you have to learn Ewe language. Because even God is called Eli. You know that God is called Eli. And Eli is an Ewe name. So it means that Ewe's are special in heaven. Clap your hands for the Ewe's in the country. So please, we need to learn the language. It's very important. It's a good language in the country. that all of us have to learn and be proud to speak it. Okay? We should be proud to speak our languages. It's very important. So Mark chapter 4, verse number 25. Can we all say it together? 1, 2. Mark chapter 4, verse 25. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that has not, from him shall be taken, even that which he has.
Mark
chapter 4, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Mercy. So, my duty is to make you. The Holy Ghost is supposed to make you those who have, so that you can always have more. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
How many want God to give you more? Hallelujah. And amen. God's interest is to give us more. We want to add more to our lives. And he keep adding. So 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1.
2
Peter chapter 1, sorry. Chapter 1 verse 5. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 5 to 7, you see God explaining things, he keep adding.
2
Peter, that's the second scripture. So remember, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 7 to 8. Technical people, we are waiting for you. Please, very important. You must be fast. Don't delay and disturb the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Peter chapter 1. Write the scriptures down. Write the scripture down. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. God always wants us to add means that more should be added to your life, not reduced. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gentlemen, what is happening? Second Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Okay, and beside this, can we all read together? 1, 2. And beside this, giving all diligence, add. Somebody say add. Say add.
Add.
That's a fakahon. Fakahon. Add. You have diligence. Add what? Faith. Okay. And then after faith, you add what? Virtue.
Papaya.
And after virtue, you add what? Knowledge.
Limdiye.
Okay? Uh-huh. What? Who's controlling the thing? We are in 5 going to 6. You are taking us back to 4. And to knowledge, what? Temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, charity. Verse
8.
See what it says. If these things be in you, point your hand to somebody and say, if these things be in you. I didn't say talk to me. I said point your hand to somebody. Okay, sisters, when we are in church, we say talk to somebody. Don't just make yourself aloof. It's a bad spirit, okay? We are in a fellowship. That's what I said. Point to somebody and say that if these things be in you. That is what I said. Auntie, you will be a one corner out here. Me see Uba, sorry, you can say one corner out here. Somebody must sit beside you. Hey, gentlemen, come. You are sitting alone. Come and sit. Okay? Make sure you sit beside somebody. Okay, so point your hand to that person. If these things be in you, if these things be in you, what does it make you? It shall make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
If these things be in you, you will not be unfruitful. Unfruitful. Your life is determined by what is in you. What is in you is what determines how far you'll be prosperous in this life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Anna Ofie. Yeah. That is why we are teaching you, because you may not have gone to the university to learn certain things. Why do the people go to university? We go to university because we want to learn how to treat or solve problems. So that he says, once somebody is a doctor, how did he become a doctor? He has learned something that, with that knowledge, remember we said that you add knowledge. So that knowledge of how, when somebody's eye is red, he can see what is happening in your so he can prescribe medication for that. Do you understand? And you have to pay him for that. Because what is in him is what is charging you and collecting your money from you. So he has it. And he collects what you have from you and add to what he has more. Now, who can come out? And I'm saying, we are in. Now, who can come out? What's the money per corner? Or what they. Are you understanding what we are saying? So you see, that is what is in this world. That's what we are saying. And it is Jesus Christ who made that statement. That this world we live in, that's how things are. And so you have to work your way out to join those who have. And those who have, they have a certain character and behavior. And that is what we talk about. There are nine. That if these things be in you, you will never be a poor person. You will never be somebody who beg for people to give me this. Because you have what it takes. Can you imagine that you are taking your son to medical school, he has become a doctor, and then he's struggling to get a job to do. And begging people, can you give me money to buy some cocoa to drink? Because the knowledge in him is supposed to help him to get more from even the poor people. That is the anointing God is giving to you from today. That he's feeling you something that will make you become fruitful. To become somebody who will keep adding more to your life. Your life will continue to go higher and higher. You will never be a beggar from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen.
Amen.
Are you here of God? Are you ready to learn? Tell your neighbor, in this church, we learn the wisdom of God. And then the boy, and yes, light us for the most cow, Yaniska, Yawinaminim, dear, Yawinaminan, son, Yawinamia, Jenny, and it's our Jenny, the way, Muno, and yet the year Juma, and Maya Brabono, according to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you're a member of this church,
we are sorry, but
you have to know all these teachings in the church. We know that we all are poor. But when we come to God, he teaches you knowledge. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. Isaiah 48, write it. We don't know. So when I say it, write it. Isaiah 48, 17. It says, I am the Lord thy God. Eh? That said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of God. I am the Lord. I am many a radi winyan kopon. And what do? I teach you to profit. I teach you to what? Profit. Me ma unchire chira. E de woko. And faswomu. E mawa brabo. So if you are a member of this church, the teachings of God is supposed to make you a profitable person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will teach you how to profit with your life. That oh my men won't suffer now. My better years now. Somebody burden about your mother, but rather you must prosper. And he said, and I lead you in the way you should go. How will God lead you? He lead you by His word. So if you give yourself to the hearing of the word, you keep hearing, you see that you know the way of prosperity, you know the way of success. You will never be a beggar, I declare to you. By these teachings, you will never be a beggar. You'll be a builder of houses. You'll be a driver, an owner of cars. Because you will join the class of those who have and who keep heart having more. You are being taken away from those who beg, those who don't have. You know, the painful thing in life, that is what Matthew chapter 4, verse 24, is one of the mysteries of the kingdom. That they that have, to them it shall be given. And they that don't have, we the poor people, we are the rather the people who add, who pay more to rich people. The one who has political power is likely to have more political power. Somebody has been a president before. He's coming back to be a president again. We are going to vote for him again to come. But you, have we voted for you to become a president? See, that is how life is. Those who have, they keep having more. And those who don't have, the little they have is taken away from them. They take tax from you and they will give it to the person who has. That's the reality of life. That is why we are teaching that there are certain things, nine positive traits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So the scripture we have read in second Peter chapter 1 has shown us that if certain things are inside you, it changes your color of life. And you join the class of those who always have. Say amen.
Amen.
How many want to join the class of those who always have? Playing Chow Power Pumpam de Bia. Oh, not playing for Eco Parking. Oh, Busa said that Ben, the Ben Pan, I mean, some of us are playing Ibida. By the grace of God, you are going to join the class of those who also travel and come.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
How many have never sat in plane before? Raise up your hand. You haven't sat in a plane before. Oh, Father, look at all these people. From today, begin to open doors for them.
Amen.
Cause them to join the class of those who also travel and come.
Amen.
Receive the grace. Hallelujah. As a member of this church and as a child of this house, I declare to you, you will be traveling around the world.
Amen.
You will join the class of those who also travel up and down.
Amen.
You will buy your own ticket without struggling. God will bless you so much. Eh? You'll be able to buy $2,000 ticket and travel and come back. Receive the anointing. Receive the grace. Receive the divine enablement to become what God has purposed you to become. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
We see in the church, those when we proclaim and you keep your mouth shut, you'll be a poor person forever. But those who say amen, it shall come also over you. I say receive it.
Amen.
May you join the class.
Amen.
Receive the anointing.
Amen.
Receive favor.
Amen.
For God whom you came to serve, He is able to change your life story. If these things be in you, if His knowledge be in you, if His wisdom be in you, if His understanding be in you, it shall make you. It shall make you. It shall make you. And I say you becoming it. You are becoming it. I say you are becoming it. You are becoming it. Those who have and who keep receiving more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh yes. What are you trying to say? Na ya kasa wa ye. Oh, if it's a one, oh, every minute, when can you day? So I just pepper, Uber tine here, Musa. If it's a man for kasa, every minute, just anya ho, send ye nyami asemakan. Anya ho, send ye waka nyami wasem wakano. Anya ho. That is the meaning of amen. Inti sa wa anka amia. Na chile se anya ho mao. Ena unya esa hube ye ya. Na fe weni breno. Aha, no one need if it's all ka amen, oh, if he's a who he ain't one ka. Then stand about the panel, quadia. And I can find out what would the not a friend say, or time be up, but that wouldn't ruin him. It's a kimpay. A show, sir. When you're young, I want to say, when so, and I'm saying, one, just a girl of a home pony woman, so one Timiaka amen, you know, will be able to sound what the Akachin Shanako. Say amen.
Amen.
So nine things that must be in you if you are a Christian. Number one, diligence. Diligence. Number two, faith. You must have faith. Number three, you must have virtue. Bet you.
Papaye.
Number four, knowledge.
Nimdiye.
Number five, temperance.
Elidaho.
Temperance. Number six, patience.
Waseto.
Patience. Number seven, godliness. 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 Number eight. Brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness. And number nine. Charity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says this verse 7 in verse 8 that if these things, these nine things, if they are in you, it will make you a prosperous person. Receive these five, that nine things inside you.
Amen.
So today we want to take the first one.
And
because we don't have time. We are going to have international guest who's going to minister to a second service. A very special man of God from the United States of America. He's coming with a powerful message on marriage and relationships. Very powerful man of God.
Amen.
From 10 o'clock, 10:30 going, he's coming. So I want all of you to stay. But within the next hour, let's share this to number one. One, I'm taking diligence.
More than more.
Diligence.
More than more.
What is diligence?
You can say more than more, actually saying.
Diligence is defined as the persistent and relentless effort by an individual. To solve a problem, to overcome difficulties, or to accomplish great things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, if you have it, you can write it on the. Everybody must have it. The definition. Diligence means the persistent. You see, when you want to deal with a matter, you see that you try this, it didn't work, but you keep trying until one of them will work for you. That is what we call diligence. Not that though. Eh, you do remember you have joined the class of those who remain poor people. Because people who are diligent, they don't know anything called this one is too difficult. Say amen.
Amen.
Are you here? Go home. They don't give up. They don't give up. They are determined that this thing must go. As to how long it will take for it to go, I will stay focused. Diligent person doesn't know how to say that I have given up. So diligence is defined as the persistent and relentless effort by an individual. That is someone said, even twins, one become richer than the other. Because one is a lazy person, one is a diligent person, and the one who is a diligent person turned out to become a prosperous person. It's an individual matter. No, individual. Because it's for your good, and it's for your worse. It's about you. Individual. Diligence is not a shared responsibility. It's an individual matter. You have to decide to yourself that even if I came to meet poverty in my family, me, I'm out of this. It must be a personal. My mother gave birth to 10 children. I am third in the list. But I determined in my life what I expect my life to be. Sometimes you see, you can even help people to become something, but because they don't have a certain spirit of diligence. One day one of my nephews came to stay with me. And I asked him, when you finish university, what do you want to become? He said, I want to do business. Now, it's no problem. I have a businessman in my church. So just go and learn how businessmen work. The person took him to Okanshi. Early morning. A beer shop. Then they bring things out of the shop in front.
Every shop no be go anymore.
They will be sitting there waiting for customers.
I'm gonna train customers.
All the way to about 6 p.m. Then after that, they have to pack everything back and close and come.
No much, no matter.
When he went for 3 days, he said, "Hey, this is too difficult." And I said, "Do you think that a man who is the business owner, if he's weak and cheap and lazy like you, would you think that you'd be a rich person?" That is how he lives his life. Early morning, he has opened the
shop.
Late in the night, he closed the shop. You want one day, you said that it's too difficult. That is why you remain a poor person. Many people, that's their lifestyle. You can't work hard. It takes hard work. It must have the virtue of diligence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Individual. To solve a problem, number one.
Now
or to overcome certain difficulties. Hey, if you are born in a village, and you have to grow to come to Accra. It's not a small thing. But you see, somebody must say that enough of this village life. And I want to work hard to go to Accra. And when I go to Accra, I'm going to work hard to make money and be able to build a house. Because in my family, nobody has built a house before. There's a problem of no house in this family. There's a problem of no good marriage in this family. There's a problem of poverty in this family. Somebody must say, "Minus me, I am moving out of this." Any work I have to do to overcome this problem in this family, I'll pursue it. It is when one person come out like this, that is where you break the chain of poverty in the family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
and I see that you are the one the Lord is anointing to break the chain. Break the chain. Everybody comes from a background which is not good. But somebody determined, relentless, to fight, to work hard, to enable him to break the chain of poverty. Some chains of poverty is a curse from your great grandfather. But somebody must say that I have to believe Jesus. How to become a Christian? I want to serve God until I see that the curse is broken out of my family. Maybe the people you came around will still be poor, but you are breaking the chain that your children and your children's children and your children's children's children will never see the pain you went through. Receive the anointing of diligence. It will make you. It will make you. It will make you. You overcome a problem. You accomplish something great. Determine in your life that you accomplish something great in your lifetime. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
It's a spirit of God. When you have it inside you, that is why a young man, when you are in the city, you don't, when you work and get money, you will not use it on girls, on drinking, because you are trying to establish yourself and lay a certain foundation that will enable you to break out of poverty. Are you here, bro? If this spirit is in you, if this spirit is in you, you will come out of poor people's. You will join the class of those who have received the spirit of God today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, remember the definition. The definition. Persistent, relentless. Me nim se ma break. Me nim se. A day, may ya come, me say, either at 3 points,
you
solve a big problem in your life or your family life or whatever problem that you are facing, you have to break the neck of that problem. Number two, or a difficulty that you have to overcome, you need to overcome this difficulty. Everybody in the family. Go to when he marries, the marriage does not work. Somebody must say, this nonsense must stop, and I have to give myself to that and seek the face of my God. If it is prayer that I have to pray for God to help me to overcome this problem, I'm going to fast and pray until every demon against my marriage breaks out and my marriage shall be established. And from today, from my generation, everybody in my family will be married and their marriage will work. We have to overcome. Persistent spirit to overcome. Relentless to overcome. Otherwise, if you don't break it, it will pass on unto your children. And they also have to struggle. You have to overcome. You are next in line for a new generation of blessed people. I say you are the one to break your family out of any problem in your family. God is looking for a diligent person who wants to overcome these problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I see you becoming a diligent person. The next one is to achieve something great. Accomplish great things. Nobody has traveled before.
I
have to work hard to be able to travel so that I can be a first example to break the cycle. Accomplish something great. I'm going to build a factory. I'm going to build a factory. Receive the anointing to build a factory.
Amen.
As you are starting, you see, you are struggling to get up. What's your application? Try. You have to tell yourself that should my children also come and write applications looking for jobs? I need to accomplish something great. gift. So that by the time my children come, they just enter into their places. Receive the anointing of the Lord.
Amen.
So four things you must know about diligence that will make you a person who will always have abundance to enjoy. Four things you should know about diligence. Number one, diligence is a personal trait that makes a person rich. You'll be rich. I say you'll be rich. I say you are going to be rich. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. All this wisdom keys, you find it in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. The Bible says, he becomes poor that dealeth with a slack hand. You don't want to get yourself involved. This is too dirty. I can't thank this one. This is too difficult. Me, I can't do the work. A slack hand. The hand is used. The hand is supposed to work. The purpose of your hand is to work. Not to put under your listen. I want to say, go boy, on your. How does money come into them, your hands? He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent make him what? Rich. Say amen.
Amen.
Say from today. This my hand. It has to work. It has to work to give me riches. I don't want to be a poor person. I came to meet poverty in my family. But right now, with the Spirit of God in me, I'm going to work to become a rich person until I can see poverty sign and smell around my house. Say amen.
Amen.
He becometh poor. Who dealeth with slack hand. But the hand of the diligent shall make him rich person. I see you become a very rich person. Don't think that riches is a sin. Anybody who serves God, God bless
you.
Bible says, the blessings of the Lord, it makes him rich. And added no sorrow to it. You are joining the class of those who God is going to bless.
Amen.
With riches.
Amen.
The food we have been eating, what means our common pence, no wood. And I'm a boy. And the wood young cap, and never see in the
HH Hotel,
special lunch, Amuye, Tinkaukuno, Abusia, four found Amukumu, go deep, and come for Tamuana. From today, the Lord is joining you, the class of the rich. Receive the grace of being a rich person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell us, I shall be rich in the Lord. Oh, say, I shall be rich in the Lord. God will make my work, the work I do, will make me rich. Bible says, God bless the works of our hands, the works of your hands. May the Lord bless the works of your hands. Whatever work you are doing, may God bless it for you, so that you become a rich person. You might be tired of certain things that is in your life. Your children cannot go to Montessori school. How? Because school fees you can't pay. Saito sa.
Empire me.
That is why we say they that have will receive more. Because even school are baroko, the kind of classmate you know be shiaono, and don't go in shamanu. That's why the rich have more. And today God is translating you to join the rich.
Amen.
Your Amen. Children must go to international school.
Amen.
Your children must go to international university.
International.
Receive the grace to become rich.
Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A diligent hand will make him a rich person.
Amen.
Receive the spirit of diligence.
Amen.
That is why from today, there shall be no laziness in your life. Anybody who is a lazy person, Bible says that you will be a poor person for it. Number two. They are closing. Number two. Diligence is a personal trait that makes a person a leader. A leader. You see, when in the office, they are looking for somebody to appoint as a leader, they look for the one who is working hard. That's how life is. That's what I'm saying. They that have, they receive more. Yes. Because he has a diligence in him and he's working hard. The office also promotes him. Sometimes they buy you ticket to travel around, to go and do the course. The company will buy you ticket to go and do course outside.
But
they are paying you salary when you are working. You are studying. Receive that grace from today.
Amen.
A diligent person will become a leader. A leader. And you must know that leadership comes with more benefits. Oh, yes. There are people in the country, they are paying 45,000 Ghana cedis a month.
45,000 cedis a month.
A month, though. Meanwhile, he has free accommodation. So, utility, water, electricity, company, chairman. With 45,000 cedis salary in the account. Can you see that those who have, they keep having more? Now we can cry. But some people have 500 Ghana cedis. Yeah, we are saying to tax the free mo. Any law, what you are saying, teaching in the free mo. What is coming from here? I catch 250. They be an hour break. But today God said that He's changing your life.
Amen.
By the spirit of diligence,
amen.
You will join the class of leaders.
Pardon.
Say amen.
Amen.
So in the company you are working, begin to work hard. Say amen.
Amen.
Don't be a lazy person. You come to work at 9 o'clock. And then by 3 o'clock, you are started painting your face to leave the office. How can they promote you to join the managers? That's why you are poor. You are poor. You are poor. You are poor. You are social media. You are poor. Kunkun badger. Kunkun badger. Has it added anything to your life? Instead of using your hours, you can direct it to even prayer and to benefit your life. Some of you have to start going back to school. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Because you lost opportunity to go to school. But God said, go back. Go back. Even if JHS, SSS, go and join SSS. Because now, at least, until a new government comes, they change it, it's free. It's not free. So go to your hometown village. Oh, hoy, prep SSS. Kokosat every home. Oh, hoy. Oh, sec. Kosuya bibi. Free. By the time 3 years is over, you cross over to university, you will become somebody's immediately. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do not make a Kosuya dear. Anything I will hear. Some of you have to go humble and start learning some trade. A skill. You must be a tailor. You must be a seamstress. You must be something. Humble yourself and learn some trade from somebody. Because of pride. You are poor, but you won't learn anything. You won't learn. Tell us in the church. I'm advising you. Work hard. When you said tomorrow, come from your dress. Make sure that you sit down with your buttocks and work and finish. And give the money that thing to the person. Because the days you are wasting and not sowing, you are losing your money. Say amen.
Amen.
A diligent person is a hard working person. You see them 12 midnight, they are still working. Yes. Understand that there are some dress when you sow, you can collect 500 Ghana cedis. Oh, yes. Now, oh, yes. Now, anyway. Now, until you have to tell yourself, at least every day I'm sowing two. Two times six is how many? 12 times 500. How much is that? 6,000. 1 week when you're 6,000. How would you to be a rich person? But I didn't remember who I say, we try, Now, hold on. Oh, Your slack hand is making you poor. But by the spirit of diligence, sit down on your buttocks and work, and the Lord will bless you and you become a prosperous. Clap your hands to the Lord that you, today you are not a class of the poor again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here, Abraham? Diligence will make you a leader. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. You rule. You'll be a leader. But you're 24. 24 beyond, so there are benefits. Gift. Don't join the class of the messengers in the company. Even if you started as a messenger, work your way up to become a manager.
Amen.
Tell yourself that one day I will be the chief executive officer of this company. Work hard. When you work hard, your boss can recognize that you're a hard-working person. He begins to promote you like that. Suddenly, you started as those who don't have. But because of your hard working in the company, every year they give you an award. The best worker award. 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 You are promoting yourself to join the laptop. Say amen.
Amen.
The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. But the slothful hand shall be under tribute. You keep giving to people instead of people giving to you. What person keep tax no tria, electricity no tria, we no tria? There are a lot of things that people on the top, they don't pay. They don't pay. Some people don't pay even for school fees. He's paid 45,000 Ghana cedis, 50,000 Ghana cedis, 60,000 Ghana cedis, 100,000 Ghana cedis. If you don't know, people pay for it because people are paid $10,000 and $10,000 is 110,000 Ghana cedis. $10,000 net, not gross.
Good.
And no compared a chief executive who is paid $10,000 into one year. And that is net, not gross. 110,000 Ghana cedis a month.
Net.
But those who don't have, why yeah, you might for 25 years or call retirement, only even 10,000 Ghana cedis on account. Don't be satisfied with being a poor person and be a lazy person. Tell yourself that I'm coming out of laziness in my life. I must join the class of the top. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why young girls and young boys, when your parents take you to school, study hard. Tell yourself that by this school, I'm going to work hard and pass my exam and become one of the top people in the country. Don't just go about following boys and girls in school. They're dancing. One of the best dancers in the school. And so what? Did you go to school to learn how to dance? When people are studying, you are dancing. Are you here or go home? Some of you are victims of this behavior. That's what you are struggling today. If during the time we were in school, you have studied hard, you would have become somebody different than what you are. You are following a foolish boy. A foolish boy, be. Foolish boy, be. What we call Kenya, man, as soon as you were school, who swear they know about him? What if you come out of classes and follow him to town? Wasting your life. But thank God, God brought you here. And God is filling with the new spirit. Receive the grace.
Amen.
Say, I will join leaders of the anywhere I find myself. Anywhere you find yourself, work yourself to become a leader. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Once Joseph was even in prison,
Joseph called
by his hard work, they appointed him prison officer. Even in prison. Potiphar, when he was a house boy,
in Potiphar's house. He worked so hard that the man gave him authority over everything in the house, apart from his wife. So diligence will always make you a leader. A leader. And I see you becoming a leader. Anywhere, whether you are a saloon or you are a carpentry or anything, you must become a leader over there by your hard working. Say amen.
Amen.
That is how riches come. Number three. Diligence will make you a person who have ideas that leads to abundance and wealth. It will give you ideas. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. It says, what? The thoughts of a diligent person tend to what? Plenteousness. A thought, you see, a diligent person is always thinking about how can I improve upon what I'm doing. Instead of sitting down talking about people, he is thinking about his business. How can this business go forward? How can I get more customers? What should I do to become a great person? A diligent person's thought, his mind is always working positive things. Positive things. He doesn't have time to gossip about people. He's thinking about how can I improve my life, my family. When I go to the village and I see my mother, what can I do to make sure that I can build a house for my mother? But you see, if you don't have this spirit in you, when you get money in Accra, you say, wow, what a beautiful guest in Accra. Wow. Let me enjoy myself here in Accra. Some of us, our father could have left us houses. But they use all the monies for food and women. Their thoughts were not generation to come. But it's time for you to have a different mindset. Say a different mindset. The thoughts of the diligent it turns only into plenteousness. Plenteousness. He always have more. He always do something that will add more to his life. Amen.
Amen.
But a lazy person, he's not thinking about even himself. He's thinking about some people and gossiping about people. And somebody's thinking about how to improve his life. You are thinking about some of you. And Tokobia will be a cook for so many years. No, I won't be home. I said, we were catching me, Michiana, this is my Cassie Patchin. Oh, Cassa Chena, I discovered two Botomana. Thank God, the Guinea with Jumahua. And I go for my mouth, idea beer. And they'll be called, if you have thought about the business that God has given you to do, God would have given you an idea. How to advance your life. Receive that grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. The thoughts of the diligence turns only into plenteousness. May your life have plenteousness. Anything you need, money, plenteous money, plenteous cars, plenteous houses, plenteous opportunities. Receive the spirit that will make you a plenteous person.
Amen.
But but of everyone that is hasty, even when somebody proposed to you, say, yes, I'll marry him. You don't marry like that. At least think about it a little. You are going to start a business. So we want to meet a friend, and the friend is doing a service. Oh, business, then I'm going to start my own business. Think about it a little. Maybe that work is not for you. But in a rush to also become rich, you use wrong approach without thinking about step by step how things
matter.
Before you know, everything you invested has collapsed. Are you receiving the wisdom of God? Last one. We are
closed.
Number four. Diligence is a personal trait that will lead you into promotion. Somebody say promotion.
Amen.
Say promotion.
Promotion.
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. Proverbs 22, verse 29. Seeth thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. Before who? Poor people. He will be following, fellowshipping with poor people.
No.
He will be fellowshipping with poor people. Kings. I see you join the class of the kings.
Amen.
You see, when the king, you meet a king and you are fellowshipping, your share, level, things you share, things you hear, things you know, things you experience, is different from if you meet your fellow poor person. By the time you come out of the presence of a king, a certain new idea, a certain new way of seeing things. Because see, the great always fellowship with the great. That is some of you, if you want to relate to a great person, you have to make yourself great. Work yourself to become. Because if you meet a great person and you talk to him for 2 minutes and know you are a lazy person, he won't talk to you again. That is why sometimes when even poor people, you are poor, you go to a rich man, can you borrow me money? Obusa says, can I hold the head? Have you talked about it before? You ask, what are you using the money for? He said, But catch him, he said, business be a pie. Now, when we say, investment, I generate this return. Once I was trying to know about you, because once I put the nyansa be bad, one also said, "Obuana's cannibal, obenya nemfaso." That's how they talk. So that's why you, when you don't have a certain diligent spirit in you, when even you go to your somebody who's a diligent person, and you bring your problem to the person, when you finish talking, say, "Oh, enran kwan, obi baji is kefri mes." Because when we say idea that with sumanya idea papa, but this kind of man is a waste. It's a waste. Oh yes.
Oh yes.
I see the Lord lifting you among the kings.
Amen.
And you must be able to relate with kings based upon your level of diligence. Amen. Every king is looking for a great person to relate with. That is why Joseph could relate with Pharaoh. Joseph was a prisoner.
Joseph, no, the fear,
but the spirit of diligence in him. When he came before Pharaoh, he spoke with confidence. And when he finished speaking, Pharaoh said, whom can we find who had this wisdom of God in you? Among even all my ministers here, I can't find one. Because, see, Pharaoh could see inside this boy, this spirit that we say, if you have it in you, it will make you a great person. He could identify the spirit of diligence. He said, there's going to be abundance of food. But when the abundance comes, we should not just be eating. We must begin to gather and save. 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 A lazy person will not be interested in gathering. But a diligent person says, let's protect what we are. The extra. Let's build something and store it. And store it. And store it. When Pharaoh heard it, he said, this small boy. Is that idea in your mind? Is that idea in your mind? I declare you from today that when in your office, even if you're a messenger and there's a meeting and you make a contribution, may your boss identify the spirit of diligence in you. And through that, he will promote you and say that no. Idea will trim away. If I want your ordinary person, he promote you.
Amen.
The spirit. Seeth that a man diligent in his business. He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean people.
From today, the Lord is taking out of mean people.
Amen.
And you are joining the class of kings.
Amen.
I say you are joining the class of kings.
Amen.
By the spirit of diligence.
Amen.
You are joining the class of kings.
Amen.
For this spirit is in you. It will make you a prosperous person. A great person. A blessed person. When Pharaoh saw it, he said, organize, guys, bring the cars I use. Give it to this boy. The estate I live, let him come and sit inside it. The dress I'm wearing, let him also wear some. He said, as from today, apart from this seat I sit, everything of this nation, you are in charge. What you say is what my people will do. You are that person about to rise up.
Amen.
God is about to put you in a position.
Amen.
Where you never thought you were going to get there. But the spirit of diligence has made you to be promoted. To be driving a car you didn't buy. To live in a house you didn't build. To travel around the world that you didn't pay tickets. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hola, when you travel, do you pay for your ticket? It's the company you work for that pay her ticket. Then they give you allowance. So they that have, they keep receiving more. And now what? Who need you know? Kakre wa hong kwa ano? Ni eji efri wisem. Efri ne kwenye me masad in enzizi wa prepa.
Amen.
Stand your feet as we pray. You are among the class. The class.
Amen.
Pray to the Lord. Say, Lord, help me. Four things. Four things. It will make you a rich person. It will give you promotion. It will cause you to be have ideas that will bring plenteousness in your life. Yes. Pray, say, Lord, give me the spirit of diligence. Fill my life. Fill my life. Fill my life with the spirit of diligence. Let these things be in me. I pray that this spirit will be in me. Pray, everybody. Say, I came to see poverty. I came to see problems. I came to see challenges. But by the spirit of diligence, but I'm overcoming all. I'm overcoming all. I'm overcoming all. Say, Lord, I need this wisdom to overcome. Help me to become an overcomer. Help me to become a great person. Help me to become an important personality. Help me to accomplish something great in my life. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to us. I pray for everybody, Lord, who has heard your word. You said that your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish the purpose and prosper the people you send the message. I pray that, Lord, from old to the young, from small to big, from educated to uneducated, let your word work on everybody's life. And let these people rise up as great champions who are destiny changers, who transform what they came to meet. The challenge, the problem, the difficulty they came to face on earth, by their diligence, by the spirit of diligence, they are overcoming all, so that they will leave a mark of blessings for their generation yet unborn. Let the spirit of God mark everyone and make them in Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, maybe somebody invited to church. You are not a Christian. This is a spirit of God. If you are not a child of God, you can't receive the spirit of God inside you. But when you are born of God, He will give you the spirit of diligence. And He will become that great person. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, you'll say, Pastor, I want to join the kingdom of God. I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray for you. Lift up your right. Every eye closed, please. And every head bowed. Lift up your right hand. Say, I want God to make me a very important person in my life. Lift up your hand. God bless you. God bless you. If your hand is lifted, please come to me. Come, yes, come to me. Yes, come, sister, come to the Lord. Come, oh, yes, clap your hands, encourage them. Come to the Lord, come to Jesus. This is how we were all made. We were nobodies. But when somebody preached and the Lord touched our lives and we came and gave our life, God started filling us with special wisdom and knowledge that has made us who we are. Okay? So say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I thank you,
that today
you invited me to come to your presence, to hear your word. I've heard your word today. My life has been touched. And I know you have better plans for me than where I find myself.
Satan is controlling me.
But you want to control my life and bring me to your glory. And so, Jesus, I come to you. Say,
please forgive me
all my sins.
The blood that you shed,
please wash my sins away with it. And make me a child of God.
Make me
enter
into your kingdom,
where your spirit
can
fill me and
make me
a great person. Say,
thank you, Jesus,
for receiving me today into your marvelous kingdom. Say,
make me
important person
in
this great kingdom.
And
let
my life
be a living testimony
to others
to also come to know you.
Thank you
for answering my prayer.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, thank you for this precious soul. You brought her into your kingdom. May your grace, may your glory overshadow her. Strip her out of every evil and put upon her a garment of purity and holiness, and use these ones and make them great in your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my sister.